Hello, this is Jason Howell. Good morning to everyone here. Thank you for showing up. This is Daily Drop Radio, and we're coming to you live from Arizona. We have a special call today. We're going to be discussing some of the new training tools that we've uncovered. We're so excited for what it is that we're able to learn and to utilize in our businesses. Tanya is going to be joining me today, and we're going to be sharing with you some of the successes that we've been able to experience and see utilizing this very simple approach to building your doTERRA business. Tanya, you want to come out here and start sharing?
Sure. Yes. Well, thanks everyone for joining us this morning. You know, we've been talking about a system that we've been using, and this system is called Edge Success. And what I love about this approach is it really is simple. It's about keeping this business simple and using simple approaches every single day. The things that we do are just things that we do very simply. And once we understand the simple way of doing this, building this business, it becomes a lot easier to do, especially if we have the right tools. And so we did want to kind of recap a little bit about what the Edge Success System is all about. So in the meantime, though, what I would like for all of you to do to get on your phone and, you know, because everyone uses their phones, it's just easy to pull this up, but they created an app, and it's called My Daily Edge. So it's a new app that you can track your contacts, pull in contacts into this app, and you know exactly where they are in the system. I know for me personally, you know, I'm usually a paper and pencil kind of person, and I have to write and keep track, and sometimes it gets a little bit crazy, and then I can't find the paper that I'm tracking on my contacts. What I love about this app is it kind of keeps track of that for you. But anyway, if you go to this app, it's called My Daily Edge, and you can, you know, whether it's an iPhone or an Android, you know, go to the Google Play. On my phone, I have an Android, and I have it the Google Play Store, and you can download that app. But you also want to register an account, and it is at mydailyedge.com. So if you go to mydailyedge.com, you'll want to sign in, log in, and create a new account. Now, the one thing about this is that there is a monthly charge. However, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you do not want to use this after a 30-month time frame, you know, you don't have to pay for it. But they give you that 30-day window in case you do want to, you know, if you don't feel like it's effective for you. For us personally, we think that this is a great way of, like we said, keeping track and knowing exactly where we're at with each of our contacts. And so it's a $9.95 monthly charge, and you have that 30-day window for the next month before you're charged again. So anyway, go ahead and create that account, download that app on your phone, and we're going to be talking about this process on your phone and what we go through and the six questions that we ask ourselves every day. And so Jason's going to talk a little bit about the Edge system, and we're going to take apart each one of these six different things that we go through each day on this new phone app. So Jason, you want to take it from here?
Yeah. So basically, when we're operating our business, we have to be thinking about certain things every single day. You know, a lot of times when we get involved with or make the decision to do doTERRA as a business, you find that if you don't have on the forefront of your mind different things that you should be doing on a regular daily basis and asking yourself these questions constantly, that you sometimes lose track or lose the momentum that would otherwise have been there if you kept these things on the forefront of your mind. Now, remember, doTERRA's business model is extremely simple. Sometimes we can overcomplicate it, though. We want to simplify it again and give you some tools and help you understand how simple this business really is. Ultimately, at the end of the day, all we're doing is teaching people or finding people that want to walk or go through three doors of openness. We talk about this a lot. The three doors of openness. I just want you to understand this is the goal that we have. So we want to walk people through three doors with three invitations that lead to three presentations. Now, we're looking for people that are open to learn, looking for people from that standpoint. Once we know that they're open to learn, then they move on to going through door number two, which is open to use. Once we know that they're open to use, which obviously they've bought a kit, you know, we do a membership overview with them. We talk about the opportunities that they have now to share the oils with other people and actually, you know, be able to pay for their new oils and their vitality products. And then once at the tail end of that membership overview, we talk to them about the sharing and then see if they're open to learn more about the business side of things and understanding exactly how they can get their products paid for. And it's really simple. That's all we're doing, is seeing whether or not people are open to going through these three doors. So the first thing that we need to ask ourselves is, number one, who will I share the oils with today? That's very simple. We have contacts, literally thousands. I have literally thousands of contacts in my phone. And there's so many people that I can still talk to. I meet people every single day. You know, case in point, yesterday I was at the physical therapy getting work on my arm. And I was sitting there and one of the ladies was, you know, we were talking and I just asked questions, you know. And one of the questions that I asked, you know, is very simply, are you open to learn about natural forms of healthcare? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm always open for that, yada, yada, yada. You know, I hate using, you know, anything that's synthetic or putting that stuff in my body. And it was just a really simple conversation. And what the great thing about asking these simple questions, especially the first question of seeing whether or not someone's open to using natural forms of healthcare, is it tells you whether or not someone is really interested in what you have to say or in learning more about it. Because if someone has no interest in it whatsoever, would you want to try to keep pursuing that person and force something down someone's throat that they obviously don't have an interest in? Of course not. So this one question alone allows you to separate people that are interested from people that are not. And that's just a very natural thing that you can do. With the three-door or the invitations, and when you go through this app, there's basically everything that you need. So you have invite. That's the number one. Who will I share the oils, or who will I share the oils with today? And that's kind of the invitation process. Who has attended a class that I will follow up with? So the first one is inviting. That's what we want to do. Invite people to either, you know, have a sample or invite people to a class. That's the first part of the question that we ask, question number one. Question number two, who has attended a class that I will follow up with? So follow-up is so key. A lot of times we're given samples away, and then we have no process or no follow-up process in place that allows us to continue that conversation with people around the oils. And after you give someone a sample or invite someone to a class, ask them, is it okay that I follow up with you in a couple days to find out how your experience has been? People, when you ask for permission for these particular things, people are always open to say yes. So it's just great, great, easy ways and effective ways that we will continue the process of getting people down the three doors of openness. So, Jason, Tanya, you want to talk a little bit about membership overview?
Yes. Okay. So going back, let me just kind of go back to this, who will I invite to a class or who will I share a sample with today? If you click on that, and I know for those of you who don't have this already, you don't know what I'm talking about. And once you get there, you'll see what I'm referring to. But there's basically six circles on this app, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And when you click on that first circle of invite, of course, it's going to explain what this is all about. Who will I invite? Who will I invite to a class? And there's a question mark. If you click on that question mark, which is kind of your little help icon, it will bring up some videos. And this is what I love about it that's so cool, and I encourage you guys to get this for this reason, is because there are videos that actually demonstrate how to invite. So if those of you who we've talked about inviting before, but if you really want to see great little video clips on examples of how to invite people effectively, there's some really great videos here. How to invite, getting started, how to teach a class or a one-on-one. These are actual videos that show you how to do that. Techniques for teaching a successful class or a one-on-one. Another great video. And then, of course, there's the three-door method. So all of these are videos associated with each section. So as you're going along and you're starting, maybe you're just getting started and you want to know, okay, how do I invite this person? You now have videos here on your phone that you can look at and watch, and they're only just a few minutes long. And by the end of that time, you will know exactly how to invite people. And then following up from there, number two, obviously the circle number two is follow up. And that is who has attended a class that I will follow up with. And keep in mind, again, these are questions that we ask ourselves on a daily basis. Now, if you're just getting started, you haven't reached this point. But those of us who are inviting people, we want to make sure every single day that we're asking these questions, who has attended a class that I will follow up with? And maybe it's been someone that you haven't followed up with a while. Now's a great time to follow up. And how do you follow up? Well, again, if you click on that question box icon, you'll see some videos on how to do an effective follow-up, following up after a class on or one-on-one, even a video on resolving concerns. So maybe it's someone who says, you know, I really don't have the money right now, or whatever other excuses they have, or I just don't have time for this right now. This shows you how to resolve their concerns, this video on how to respond to their concern. And usually it's just a matter of asking them the right questions. So definitely look at those videos. From there, after following up with someone, and this is the next question you ask yourself every day, is who has enrolled, now who is enrolled as a wholesale member or a wholesale customer that needs a membership overview. So within that first week, and this is where this is very, very important, and I can't emphasize this enough, your success and retention in this business is directly tied to how connected you are with that individual and making sure that they know that this what the next step is. If you are just enrolling people and you're not continuing to educate them and go through a membership overview, you're definitely going to be missing out on that opportunity to grow your business through that relationship that you have and you build with that new enrollee. So ask yourself who is enrolled that needs a membership overview and do that within their first week of getting enrolled when they're at their highest peak of excitement. And that question mark there, again, if you click on that, it will have some videos on how to do a membership overview. So if you haven't done one before, and I know that we've posted these on our website, and there's different websites out there, depending on your team, you may have a website that has how you do a membership overview. But here again is a video that you can click on to watch how to do one. And there's also a link on the tool that you can use to do a membership overview. So definitely very, very, very helpful. Now from there, the next question going into once they've learned about the oils and they're open to using the oils, now the next question is are you open to sharing? Again, going into door number three, and this is where, Jason, you can kind of take this next one, which is business overview number four, who is using the product that needs business overview.
So basically, let me just go through the six questions real quick. Who will I share the oils with today? Inviting. Who has attended a class that I will follow up with? Follow up. Who is enrolled that I will help better understand the loyalty rewards program? Membership overview. Who is using the products that I will talk to about the business? Business overview. Here's the thing. When people would love to be able to get these products for free. And so when you ask a question, hey, are you open to learning how to get your products for free? What a simple question to ask someone. Or are you open to sharing these products with other people? Those are some very simple questions that you can ask someone about whether or not they have an interest in getting their products for free or even building a business and an income here with doTERRA. And that's when you then put them into the business overview. Again, what's great is that Seth Risenmay, who actually does all of the video trainings, is hilarious. You can't help but crack up and smile when you watch this guy on camera as he describes and explains the whole complete EDGE system in these video tutorials that are connected to each one of these six daily questions. So again, like Tanya said, once you get into the app, and we're also going to post on our individual websites for the business builders, that you can utilize this very, there's a webinar that was actually created that you can actually walk through and see exactly how the app looks. And so we'll go ahead and post that later for everybody to see. Now, one of the things that you want to do is that if you're looking to build a business, is be able to support those people in the business. You know, so when you have people that say, yeah, I want to do this business. I would love to learn how to do this business with you. The great thing about what we have with, number one, the Edge system, as well as our team calls and trainings, is that you don't have to be the expert. We have a group of talented, successful individuals that have already paved the way and had success, teaching you how and teaching your people how to do this business. It's important for you to learn it as well and go through the process of really becoming a leader and becoming a mentor yourself. So, you know, when people have a question, say, hey, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. Like yesterday, I had a question, and I didn't know the answer to it. So what did I do? I said, well, that's awesome. I'll go find out and research myself, and then I'll come back with an answer. And the great thing about that is that we learn and we grow through this process. And there's going to be tons of opportunities where you don't have the answer, but that's okay. We have support with our upline. We have support with other people that are in our organization, cross-line to us, that are just on our team, that are willing and open to help. There's Facebook
groups. And
Jason,
wouldn't you say that would be also a great opportunity to do a three-way call?
Absolutely. That's a perfect opportunity. That's a great question. That's an awesome opportunity, because a lot of times we don't want people to think that we have to have all the answers. Again, most of the time people will look at the experience that they've had when they've been introduced to the oils and all that other stuff. And if for any reason they think, oh, I can't do that, oh, I can't do that, then it diminishes their belief in their ability to actually do this business. And so the more that we can show them that there's a level of support here, and three-way calls are perfect for that. I don't think we use them enough in and amongst our organization. You know, it's something that you should be utilizing constantly. You know, talk to your upline, say, hey, look, that's a great question. I want to get that question answered for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce you to one of the people that introduced me to the business so that we can get your questions answered. And then you schedule another time that you can actually get that done. The great thing about that is that it's third-party validation of a question that someone is asking. And it's showing that you don't have to be the expert, and neither do they, because they'll have a support infrastructure that they can tap into and get their questions answered by someone else. Even though you might know the answer to a lot of the questions that people might have, if you haven't done three ways or introduced them to other people in the organization to show them that there's more people than just yourself, then I think you're really doing a disservice to that person or individual. You know, it's amazing what happens when you create a team environment and you allow people to grow and really grow together as a team. We've seen this hugely. I know Holly and Erlene and all of us, we have grown so much. You know, a lot of the leaders, you know, that are here, especially this last time, we've seen our organizations absolutely flourish by being in and around other people and getting to meet other people on the team. And that's the great thing about this. Allow your people to get to know others in the organization by getting them involved with the different Facebook groups that we have. So
Jason,
again,
really,
it's very
along this line about, you know, with this business overview, I think this is also, you know, for those of us who are, or those of you who are just getting started here, when it comes to a business overview, sometimes you may not have this great story yet. Maybe you don't have the financial success yet that you can share with that person. And that, again, going back to this three-way call is an excellent time, and going through this business overview with them. So if you're just getting someone started that, you know, is in need of a business overview or would like to know more about the business, and that's really kind of what we've been talking about, is how to do a business overview. And of course, again, there's videos here on how to do a business overview and the opportunity link, some great resources there, but also connecting those people with your enroller or someone in your upline to assist you in helping to do that business overview. And that can also be very effective for them, so that they know that there's someone else that they can hear their story and hear their successes and how they got to where they're at, and that builds a lot of credibility with that person as well. So outside of the business overview and moving on now to mentoring, the fifth question you're going to ask yourself is, who is building the business that I can support? So that's always a great question to ask yourself, especially as you have a growing team. Who is building the business that I can support? What can I do to support them? And, of course, again, there's more videos on supporting your team as a mentor, how to effectively mentor your team, how to really take them through personal development and why that's really important for them. And that's kind of moving on to next step, number six, which, Jason, I don't know if you want to cover that as well.
Absolutely. So next step, step six, is all about your leadership development and your ability to grow as a leader. So the question you ask yourself is, what will I read, watch, or listen to that will help me grow as a leader today? In order to be a mentor, you have to be a leader. And in order to be a leader, you have to kind of go down paths that most people in life never, ever go down. And that's growth, understanding the importance of growing individually as a person, you know, to where we are refining those things that, you know, might be weaknesses or showing up as weaknesses in our life, or, you know, getting better and understanding that our thinking has so much to do with the results that we get in our lives. And as you start to really uncover and embrace your own personal growth and self-awareness, you'll realize that you can accomplish anything, that you truly have everything within you in order to make a difference in the world. And all too often, I think that we are subject to our stinking thinking, you know, as we often hear, where, you know, we fall victim to, you know, our own fears and our own inadequacies, our belief that we're not good enough, or all of these different things that plague our society today. When the truth is, you're a child of God. You're a child of a creator that loves you, and that we can accomplish so much in this world by believing in ourselves, uplifting other people, and allowing love to be present in all that we do, and casting out that fear. Because there's fear is not going to get us anywhere. You know, fear is going to keep us stuck and constantly demotivate us from accomplishing those dreams and goals that we have. Sure, fear is going to show up, but get it out of your thinking. Allow yourself to replace those thoughts with something new. And the only way that we can really be inspired or have the ability to overcome some of these things that do cause us not to have the success in life that we're looking for is that we don't spend enough time in personal growth. You have to do at least 30 minutes a day listening to something good. This morning, I listened to a Wayne Dyer meditation series. And then after that, I'm going through the book right now called Divine Compensation. And it's amazing because it's just uncovering for me and reigniting in me some of the truths I already know about how powerful we really are and how much we can truly accomplish when we don't let fear override our ability to accomplish our dreams and our goals. And so I just, these six questions are so vitally important for you every single day to ask these six questions. And this is the 6-3-1 schedule. So six daily questions, ask them over and over and over again. Who will I share the oils with today? Who has attended a class that I will follow up with? Who is enrolled that I will help better understand the loyalty rewards program? Who is using the products that I will talk to about the business? Who is building the business that I will support? What will I read, watch, or listen to today that will help me grow as a leader? And then our three weekly objectives is to do what you're doing today. If you're attending live, you're listening to one of our team calls, which is great. That helps nourish you as well. Helps you understand that there's other people out there, that there's a support structure in place for you to be able to accomplish your goals, that we're here for you. We really want to have we have your best interest in mind. We want you to have success, and we'll do anything that we can to help you build your business. But you have to walk the path as well. You know, the The three weekly objectives are attend team calls, talk to your mentor, and set goals. If you haven't talked to your mentor and you're here doing the business and you're not weekly talking to, you know, the person, your upline, or someone that can support you in building your doTERRA business, then make sure that you reach out to your upline and do that. Teach 2 to 5 classes a day, or not a day, a week, you know, teach 2 to 5 people rather a week. So that's one-on-ones, that's a class. You can do it all in one class. You can invite people to webinars. There's all different kinds of ways that we can introduce and help people learn about the powerful uses of essential oils. And just as important, the powerful uses of nutritional supplementation to help our bodies really do what they need to do. And then the last one is just monthly events. Attend trainings. You know, there's always different trainings that are going on. We just went to one in a convention, you know, so that is an amazing training for us. You know, there'll be other trainings as we continue to go along. Just participate in these. Be a part of this culture of growing and learning and becoming better and reaching out and connecting with other people that are like-minded and that are building the business as well. There's so much power that we can have in connecting with others and doing this as a team than we can ever do doing it alone. And one of the great things that I see with doTERRA is that they've, just in the last year alone, 1 million people have joined the movement of doTERRA. Now, that's crazy to think because just before, there's only 2 million people involved. And just in the last year, 1 million people have been added on to this. A lot of that is in foreign countries because countries are being opened up. So think about, you know, where you have influence and other people that might, you know, you might be able to reach out to. Now, this is a great time for us to be able to share exactly what doTERRA is really all about. And when you go and you understand and see what doTERRA's true vision is, which is to help impoverished countries by giving them, you know, farming and other sources of economic growth, that they can make a difference in their lives, providing schools and water and all of these things. These things are what we're doing this for. So get connected with that why, which is part of your personal growth and development. So, Tanya, you know, as we wrap up here, I just admonish and encourage everybody to take advantage of the tool that you have with My Daily Edge. Go there, download that app. Again, it's only $9.95 per month. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. If for whatever reason it's not suiting you, then obviously you can let them know and get your money back. But it's such a minuscule amount of money required in order to get some really, really good training and education on a very simple system and process for introducing other people to doTERRA. So thank you all for joining us today. Tanya, you have any last comments?
Yeah, keep connected here. We appreciate and support all of you. If you have any questions, feel free to contact any one of us, any of your upline. We would love to assist in your personal growth and development. And stay connected here. We have our calls Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday, our product training calls. Wednesday, our business training calls. And then, of course, Friday are our testimonial calls. So come prepared on Friday to come and share your experience. We look forward to having you join us then. So in the meantime, have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.